1871, Denver. Arabella Powers tucked the blanket around her twin sister, Annabella. Lung disease, the doctor had said. Arabella gazed out the window to the Rocky Mountains and prayed her sister would recover. For Annabella, having the disease had saved her from a horrible life as a bought woman in Mexico, but now she was in a different fight for her life. She'd gone to Brownsville, Texas, to be a mail-order bride, not knowing that her intended had sent letters to many cities and collected mail-order brides to be sold in Mexico for a healthy price. Fortunately for Annabella, she contracted lung disease. She was kept separate from the other women, hoping that she would recover, which gave Arabella time to rescue her with the help of Pinkerton agents Seth and Charity Warren. Now, Arabella worried about her sister's health. They were at the sanitarium in Denver that was known to offer hope to those with the disease. Annabella weakly reached for her sister's hand. "Ara, don't worry about me. I want you to live your life." Arabella kissed her sister goodbye. "Dear Anna, you're always thinking of others. I promise, I'll get on with my life as soon as I see that you're taken care of." It didn't take long, and her sister fell asleep. Arabella reluctantly left her in the large room of hospital beds in the sanatorium. On the way out, Dr. Newsom, the head of the hospital, stopped her. "Miss Powers, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we do expect you to pay for your sister's care." By the man's stone face, Arabella doubted he'd cracked a smile in 20 years, but then perhaps dealing with such tragic circumstances led to his demeanor. "I will pay for her care. Somehow." She looked around the unfamiliar city as if to find an answer. Dr. Newsom shook her hand.
"Let's hope the treatment work. Good day."
Arabella left the building, took in a deep breath, and was thankful that she could. She had so much to be grateful for, but how would she pay for the treatments? Her thoughts drifted to Charity and Seth. Charity had been hired as a Pinkerton agent by the head of the Denver office. Arabella thought back to the ordeal she'd gone through to rescue her sister and smiled to herself. "I could do that. After all, I figured out what the horrible man Anna had gone to was up to." Arabella dashed down the street and into a local diner and asked where the Pinkerton agency was located. Getting the information, she walked by the directions she'd been given. It was only a 20-minute walk when she saw the sign, a little foreboding, but she didn't have the option to walk on by. Anna needed her, and she wasn't about to let her down. Dr. Newsom thought her sister had a chance, and Arabella was going to do everything in her power to give her that chance. Pushing down her trepidation, she knocked on the door. Before she finished knocking, a big gentleman, to use the term very loosely, swung open the door and rushed out muttering. Arabella went inside and heard more shouts and angry words. She almost spun around to leave until she thought of Anna. Her poor sister had no choice. Pulling her shoulders back, Arabella walked to the desk where a pleasant-looking woman sat. In fact, the woman seemed to be oblivious to the shouting. Arabella cleared her throat. Looking up from the desk, the woman beamed a smile.
"Hello, I'm Marianne Chapman."
"Arabella Powers." Looking a little confused, Marianne rummaged through her papers.
"Did you contact me earlier?"
"No, ma'am. I heard you were hiring women." Marianne looked up at her, and her smile diminished a bit.
"I see. Do you have qualifications?"
"I'm smart. I helped your agents, Seth and Charity Warren, rescue my sister."
"Oh, yes, that's where I know your name. You were the client."
She put a pencil to her lip.
"Can you shoot a gun?"
"My father taught me, shotgun mostly."
"You can read?"
"Yes, proficiently."
"Let me talk to Mr. Gordon, the lead agent."
Marianne disappeared into the room where all the arguing was going on. Arabella stepped away from the desk and studied the walls filled with awards and letters of commendation. Seems Mr. Archibald Gordon was quite a success.